RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tempe on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. We do sports talk. Is loud, is boisterous sometimes. I don't know that it's... We share a medium with NPR. I don't know that we share a lot stylistically with NPR. But we're going to see if we can smash those two worlds together for a half hour this morning. Thrilled to have in Rich Marr. RVA's Got Issues.
That's right.
Is the podcast. Oh, you could do the NPR voice on us, too.
I could. No.
Welcome to the podcast.
The Nationals beat the Dodgers.
That's great. Yes.
I'm actually not like that. My wife complains about my radio voice, like, constantly.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's like, yeah. I jump scare her in the car. She's like, I hate when you talk like that.
Do you have the thing where you hate to listen back to yourself?
No, I love to listen to myself talk. I'm so brilliant. I just can't stand not listening to it. No, it's not bad. I don't. But it's also I have good producers. Yeah. Having good producers helps make you sound a little better.
I know all about that. Yeah. I actually sound like a squeaky Mickey Mouse. It's all in the auto tunes over there.
That's great.
RVA's Got Issues is the podcast.
Right.
Now, you take on everything across the globe of... Richmond.
Yeah, anything you can think of, you know, from affordable housing to, you know, federal funding cuts. And so it's really wide ranging, but that's not why I'm here, right? It's here because we talked sports ball, too.
The show is Sports Tourism Aims High in RVA. And let's start with this. I think when people hear sports tourism, they think the Super Bowl, the Olympics, none of which are in Richmond,
right,
to my knowledge,
right,
this year.
Not yet. Yeah.
Not yet. But this is a massive moneymaker.
For particularly the counties, right? Henrico's bet big on it, Chesterfield, and those were the two sort of sports czars we had on our show. Dennis Bickmeyer over in Henrico, J.C. Pullman in Chesterfield. But those counties have been really smart about this, right? They recognize that it's not just the Super Bowl, right? It's your weekend soccer tournament. I went just a couple of weeks ago to a massive ultimate frisbee college tournament tucked away at some park in Chesterfield. There were teams from Seattle, like hundreds of families, chairs. And what happens when they're done? They go stay at some hotel. They go eat at the Chipotle. And all that tax revenue comes into the county. So they're recognizing that it's not just about going to travel to see your team in the Super Bowl or March Madness, right? It's also the weekend soccer trips, the, you know, tournaments, and those families have money to spend that can go and help build the tax revenue for the county.
I would assume we're not the only people who have figured this out, that there's money in this.
Yeah.
How are we winning?
We're competing in part because it just, you know, sort of accidentally we're in a good spot. We have good infrastructure, right? There just happens to be a number of leagues and places. And I think there were just some visionaries early on who said, well, you know, people like to swim. We have good swim teams. let's, you know, Jim Ucrop, let's spend $5 million to move an Olympic-sized swimming pool to the middle of Chesterfield County. And suddenly, like, Nova is like, we have to keep up, so we're going to build a swimming pool and a shopping mall. And so now we have two amazing, really kind of Olympic-level facilities here in the region. And then swim teams are, like, dying to come into town and bring their families and bring all of the, you know, the accoutrement that come with that, right? They stay and they do the stuff. And the really smart thing, too, is that means that we get to use it, right? My daughter was an athlete. It's one of the reasons I clued into this. And, you know, we get to go to this fancy swimming pool every weekend. She got to train there. And she's now a D3 swimmer in college. Shout out Carter. Shout out Colby Mules.
Carter College?
Carter's my daughter.
Carter's the daughter.
Yeah, and so she swims up at Colby in Maine. Colby Mules.
The Mules?
The Mules.
Oh, let's
right.
go Mules.
Yes, exactly right. That's what I say.
Carrying the load.
Every day, the Mules, yes. And, you know, cute joke about my stubborn teenage daughter here. But she's awesome and worked really hard. But she got to go to these amazing facilities because they build them here not just for these tourist dollars, but then we all get to take advantage of them, right? You get to play at, you know, the fields at the Sportsplex, right, if you were playing soccer on the weekend. And so we get the sort of win-win of the money comes in for the counties and to the city and to the region, and then we get to take advantage of these great facilities.
Henrico's got their new building where Virginia Center Mall used to be. I know that thing's packed all the time. Chesterfield's got the River City Sportsplex. They're building more fields out there.
Yeah, it's great innovative use of space, right? We used to have a shopping mall. I don't know, your younger listeners might have to explain what that is. You go and you hang out on the weekend.
You get an Orange Julius, yes. You go to Hot Topic.
Exactly. Go to the movie theater. I'll explain what those are to our listeners.
Right? I referenced something as being in the old Blockbuster video on Live in Forest Hill.
Yeah.
And my kid goes, what's that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got to go through it's back since the dawn of time. Right, and so you know, now we're taking these spaces that we don't really use the same way anymore. And, you know, we've got now this amazing sports complex in Henrico. And then what they did with Regency Square, right? It's still sort of a mall. There's people who live there. And now there's a swimming pool in the middle of the mall. It used to be a Macy's. Now it's a like this amazing swimming pool that you can walk into. And so it's really like that kind of innovative approach to using spaces around the counties that we can then, you know, bring in dollars and revenue. That, and it's not just like, let's say you didn't care about sports, not us here.
Oh,
not
no.
Us. We know what we're doing.
Says the guy who just did a segment about mustard.
Yes, exactly, right? We care about other things too, right? But this means you get to do all the things that counties and cities need to do, right? You got to better libraries and parks and, you know, health clinics and homeless services, right? You get to do all that stuff because you have the money coming in for the tourism.
Rich Marr, the podcast is RVA's Got Issues. Where do people go to find the podcast?
RVA'sGotIssues.vpm.org. That's our website.
Boom. There you go. So you can go listen to that. Can you put this into context for us? Like, how big of a deal is this?
I mean, it's a billion-dollar industry.
That's
a lot
of
money.
I mean,
it's really hard to put an actual dollar amount on it. The counties do try to do that, and Henrico has argued that they brought in over $1 billion last year. In revenue, whether, you know, how much that translates into actual tax dollars and jobs and things like that. And maybe it's stuff you would have spent money on anyway, but it's just true if you go to the Sportsplex, you go to the Henrico place or any field anywhere in the city on the weekend, right? You can just see there are all these teams, all these people that wouldn't be there otherwise. And they have to, you know, go get lunch at some Chick-fil-A. It might as well be the one in Chesterfield so that we get the tax money on.
And Chesterfield's got their fields, and Henrico's got their fields. We got the convention center hosts things downtown occasionally.
Yeah, not a lot of sports related stuff.
Not a ton in the city.
Yeah.
But is it friendly? Are they regionally cooperative? Did JC and Dennis fight on your show? Did it turn into Jerry Springer?
They weren't, trying to stab each other. In fact, they seem like good buddies and that they work together. You know, this is one of those things that, I don't know if you're thinking about how, like, Richmond does its water system.
Maybe interesting.
You might remember something about that from earlier this year, right? We could do a little better around here working together with the city and the counties all coming together on some things. It seems like sports tourism is an area that we're starting to really work together. And there are regional tourism bodies that really help to promote this. And this is an area I think that maybe the city's not leading on, but they're certainly not getting in the way and they're happy with whatever the counties are doing. But I really think it's driven Henrico and Chesterfield are the counties that are really driving this stuff.
Dennis texted, we were talking the other day, and they put the basketball court at the airport to note that the A-10 tournament is coming. He said, so many people text me a picture of it at 5 a.m. when they're going to the airport. It's become very annoying that my phone buzzes at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I said, you never have to worry about that with me. So I was flying in one night, landed at like midnight, and I took a picture and texted it to him. I said, I just want to make sure you get this on the other side, too.
Yeah, exactly. Dennis can never sleep. That's what happens. You're the sports czar for Henrico County. You got to be up 24/7. Yeah, but he loves bringing in those big tournaments, right? That's big ticket stuff, and that's like brings in a lot of people who wouldn't come here otherwise. And that's good, too, but I'm much more interested in the sort of like daily grind kind of smaller tournaments, like the high school kids coming in, because I feel like that's something we do really well. Everybody in the country is trying to get their, you know, sports league team to come in or land a major league franchise. What we do here in Richmond is we've got all these youth leagues and we do it really well.
And we got a great location, as you mentioned. Of course, you can bring people up from Raleigh, you know, Virginia Beach, D.C., the whole area. And these are huge scale events. These are not, you know, intramural games. These are, I mean, thousands of people coming in for these.
Yeah, the Sportsplex, I drive by it all the time. My other daughter, my younger daughter, gets picked up from the high school right over there from her bus. And, you know, it's just the weekend, it's mobbed there. And they're building this other new facility right next to it called the Lakes, right, which is going to be this recreational thing in Chesterfield where you can, I think, water ski in the middle of Chesterfield County, right? But they're thinking about triathlons. They're thinking about, you know, having water next to a bike trail, next to a running trail where you can do that. And there's just hundreds of people, thousands of people who do this stuff every weekend, right? And they could come here to RVA instead of going to Raleigh or going out to the beach or going up to D.C. So that's the dollars we're getting.
It's good to have a success story. I would imagine all your episodes are just massive success stories of regional
there cooperation. There are no problems in the region whatsoever. So look, we do try to find the silver lining, right? Sure. What's good, what we can do. And I do think, like, what I love about Richmond, right, is you have these creative people coming up with really cool ideas, right? At Richmond, we're a little town. My brother lives in Greensboro, and I always tell him Greensboro sucks compared to Richmond, even though it's a bigger city, and it's like, but I love Richmond. Like, we punch above our weight class.
We have better barbecue. I will stand on the table for that all day, every day, compared to their vinegar-soaked mess.
That's right.
That's a side topic. Rich Marr, rvasgotissues.vpm.org. You're going to hang around for another segment with us, I believe.
Sure,
happy to. Well, yeah, I called you out on the issue. Definitely going to now. Those are the rules. We're back with more after this.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mike Knight to the Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcoming in, friend of the show now, Rich Marr. RVA's Got Issues is the podcast, took on sports tourism, and I just learned you were an athlete as well. So you're right at home here at the Fan.
I was barely an athlete. I did run cross country for a couple of years because it was the only thing I could do without tripping, and it's wild too, because my daughter, my oldest daughter is a swimmer, and to watch her like just exceed me pretty much when she was 8 years old, like getting ribbons. I'm like, wow, you are better. Thank you.
The swim, I didn't grow up here. I'm from Kansas. Mm. We didn't have the swim team culture. So that was all new to me. Like,
yeah,
the whole that you just do that in the summer.
Yeah, in Virginia here, like all of the summer swim teams, and that's how my daughter got into it.
Sure,
we swam at Southampton, which is a big
that's where
powerhouse.
We that's where we swam.
Yes, it's a big
still a powerhouse
team. Yep.
And, oh yeah.
So there there is where she learned, I guess, her taste for champion swimming, and just worked hard. Like it's just amazing to see these kids, just how hard they work and how much time and effort they put into it. And so I'm very proud of my daughter. I could this could turn this into the my I'm proud of my daughter podcast.
Lots of parents complain about the swim meets. it's never bothered me. Yeah. I don't mind that we hang out outside on a summer evening. Like that's kind of what I wanted to do anyway. So
yeah.
So it never. Now, did you do ice skating?
Oh sure, yeah, ice skating.
I got thoughts about ice skating.
Oh man,
it's cold in there.
Richmond's becoming an ice skating town,
no,
right?
It's too cold for me.
And
hard
we're building
out.
Another one. Yeah, I know, but there's this whole like Canadian expat community in Richmond of people who skate around. They know everything about skating. They say weird words about like toques and back bacon and stuff. And they really know their skating and they love to do it. And I think we're going to get more rinks here. I think that's another kind of growth area in the region.
We have a Canadian expat community. We learned something today.
Yeah.
And we don't have a poutine restaurant?
Apparently not yet, but it's coming.
Disappointing,
yeah,
for
yeah.
sure. Now, you chatted with some members of the Red Army, the Kickers, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former neighbors of mine, Paige and Richard Hayes, who are awesome people, and they are at the center of the Richmond Kickers, River City Red Army.
Big Kickers backers.
Yeah, stand up for Richmond. And
we're back on South Side now. Back in my South Side, Strong Side.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. and, you know, I shout out to my friend Seth, who used to drag me and my daughter, and he and his daughter would go to Kickers games, and we'd sit right next to the Red Army and learn all the chants and cover my daughter's ears during the vulgar ones and watch the smoke bombs go off and... Eventually, my daughter started getting the red cloak and waving the flag, and it was a lot of fun. And it's just like they're an amazing community. Again, Richmond is an ice skating town. It's a soccer town, like a lot of really, really deep-rooted soccer fans here. And I think that's you know, another thing that we do well around here, right, from the youth leagues up to the pro team. The Kickers are just a great corporate citizen here.
And they got the new big TV there. I don't know if you've been since they put in the big TV.
No, I haven't seen the big TV.
They got Jumbotron-style big TV.
Nice.
Oh, things are happening out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly. And so the Red Army, we talked to them about their weird little community and how supportive they are of each other and the team and how they kind of have grown up with the team. As the team has become such a big part of Richmond, the Red Army's there with them. So I'm just, you know, hats off to Paige and Richard, those guys.
Because we didn't grow up with soccer being like a thing. You know, we played soccer. We got our orange slices and Capri Suns. Like, we didn't watch. The World Cup came and it was like, what is this?
Yeah.
Now it's, I mean, you know, like Adam's here. Like, he watches soccer all the time. It's what the kids do these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of these things, like Richmond, we always heard about this, right? Like Churchill's going to be the next big neighborhood for next year. And it finally did become
yeah.
the next big neighborhood,
yeah.
for better, for ill, for the people who live there. And it was always, we're here, and soccer's going to be the next big thing. American soccer is actually going to happen. And we're like, yeah, okay. And then it finally is happening now, right? It is. It really is. A men's team, national, could still use some work, right? But certainly there's the fandom's big, and you know, technology's made it so you can watch games at 3 a.m. or tape them for later so you can, you know, watch it at a regular time. And, you know, just watching and viewing parties everywhere, like it is. It's a real thing now.
Absolutely. Rich Marr joining us. RVA's Got Issues is the podcast taking on sports tourism this go-round. Now, this is season two, is that right?
Yeah, this is season two. We're, you know, again, we're always waiting for word from our corporate masters. VPM has those too. But we're expecting to continue on, you know, later in the year. We've got lots of good stuff coming up for people. Even if you're not interested in sports, if you're here in Richmond, right, we're talking with the movers and shakers. We had a conversation with Jason Camras, superintendent of public schools. We're going to talk to John Vitolkas, the county manager for Henrico. I'm sure he'll have things to say about sports tourism as well. We're going to talk to Danny Avula, the mayor of Richmond. So we've got a lot of stuff down the pipeline that we're coming up on.
Noted sports fan, Danny Avila.
Danny Avila, also
big,
a
big sports guy.
Yeah, and you know, he was down wearing the hard hat at the you know, the unveiling of the whatever they did. It was the final steel beam or something like that for the new Squirrel Stadium. And so I'm looking forward to that going up too as well.
That's not sports tourism, the new Squirrel Stadium. That's more just local amenity.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. I mean, I doubt people are really making minor league pilgrimages. You know, people do it, but that's not like what you're really doing. What you're thinking about when you build the Squirrel Stadium is that this is a regional amenity, important, you know, part of our regional identity. And the Squirrels really, you know, everybody loves Parney. Everybody loves the Squirrels. And there's good reason for that, right? They just really integrated into the community. It would have been a tragedy if they left. So I'm glad they were able to work this out. And I'm glad they were able to work it out without like spending hundreds of millions of my dollars and your dollars, right? We're investing in it and there's some tax dollars going towards it. But it's not like we broke the bank and handed some billionaire a giant check, which is something that drives me insane. I know there's mixed feelings about this, but we managed to do it, I think, at a reasonable cost.
We've got a station here where they talk about those things.
I understand.
It's not this one.
Yeah, I do get it. It's one of my personal pet peeves, though, like stadium stories. That's where my sports and politics world lives.
Exactly.
But I think I think everybody is happy with the Squirrel Stadium, where it's going and how it's going up.
Rich Marr, RVA's got issues. So you talked to all these people, sports tourism. Give me kind of your takeaways at the end of the day, what you learned, where this is headed.
I think it's what's really good about it, right, is everybody, every city, every region in the country is trying to figure out how do we build ourselves? How do we grow? How do we bring in more money so we can do all the things we need to do, build new roads and libraries and parks and take care of our most vulnerable residents? And the thing about Richmond, right, is that we're constantly talking about, let's build a giant arena so we can be just like Durham, or we can be like Greensboro, like being like some other city. And what we really should do is look at what we do well. Hey, we've got a river in the middle of our city. We can totally do river sports and kayaks and rafting. Let's build that up. Let's put infrastructure in that. Let's look at what we do in the region. We've got amazing sports facilities, teams, leagues. We do this well already. We're perfectly situated for it. Let's invest in that. Let's do the stuff we're good at. Let's make an identity. This is what Richmond, this is what RVA does. Come here and do more of it. And that's how we build and grow and bring in more revenue, bring in more you know, tax dollars, and enable ourselves to do the stuff we want to do.
Because it's not the Super Bowl. It's not March Madness. It's not the big TV events. But $1 billion is nothing to sneeze at.
Exactly. And it does mean that sometimes you try to grow and stretch and bring in the A-10 tournament, right? Maybe you try to bring in those league tournaments nearby, and maybe you figure out the facilities you need to do that. But we're too small to be competing for the World Cup. And we shouldn't pretend that we're trying to get the World Cup. We should recognize who we are, but also, again, lean into what we do well. And if we're doing the sports tourism well already, let's build on that and make that part of our identity.
World Cup of Ultimate Frisbee.
For sure.
Now
right?
We're talking.
Yeah. You know, the things that, you know, the cool stuff that are very kind of like Richmond-coded. That's what I would like to see.
Now we're talking. I'll remind everybody how to listen to the podcast.
You go to our website, rvasgotissues.vpm.org.
Rich Marr, appreciate you dropping by, dropping some knowledge on us today.
Always happy to be here.
All right, we're back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.